This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you enjoying the destruction of leftism? All of the things that you are seeing right now, and I'm going to give you a few things to think about. The destruction of leftism, all of it is because of you. Oh, yeah, I know. Donald Trump, right? He's the guy. Yeah. You put Donald Trump in office, and that man is a change agent. Change you can believe in. Let me tell you, if you want change you can believe in, you got it. I wish Donald Trump would steal Obama's slogan just for shiggles, just to make the left even more crazy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Virginia's governor under fire. He's a Democrat. The lieutenant governor under fire because he's a rapist. The lieutenant governor, attorney general under fire because he's in blackface. How many leftists now are fessing up about blackface, et cetera, et cetera? And oh, by the way, the State of the Union was a rock star hit. Independents, 82% love Donald Trump's State of the Union. Republicans, 97%. The numbers are in, everybody. Pay attention to me. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to. This is really something else, folks. This is amazing to watch. Donald Trump had 46.8 million people watch the State of the Union. It was second only to his last one. It goes down. It went down every year. I'll get you the Obama numbers. If you need some numbers, I'll get you the numbers. It's unbelievable. Now, by the way, in Virginia, there's a fourth person tied to a scandal inside of that state. Donald Trump came out and said, you know what? Virginia's going to go back to Republican after all this nonsense. Let me tell you something else, America. Pay attention. America is going to go back to being Republican because we are remaking the Republican Party. And it's going to go back to being Republican because the exposure of the Democrats and everything they're willing to do is coming out. All of it. More investigations into Donald Trump. Adam Schiff, let me tell you something. He is going to get the worst. This will be the worst year for Adam Schiff in his political career. Worst one. Californians are looking at the new Democratic system and rejecting it. They rejected Kamala Harris and said, wait a minute. We don't want a single-payer health system for California. That failed. California is going to have 1,000 new laws this year. Have you heard this story? I'm going to talk to you about disingenuous leftist people that won't cover the blackface story. And there's blackface all over the place, right? People don't want to cover it. New ones coming out. I mentioned it earlier, but we'll talk about that again. Michael Cohen's testimony was delayed. What's that about? Huh? I thought they wanted. I thought the House wanted all to get to the bottom of all this stuff. You're about to get to the bottom of it, Democrats, and it ain't going to be fun. We are watching, folks, the destruction of leftism. It is occurring right before your very eyes. I watched the desperation move by the Democrats. I was scanning the TV, and they had a little boy, a Cub Scout, and this kid was going to give the Pledge of Allegiance or something like that, and he takes a knee. And it's a drive-by thing on one of these leftist news outlets, but he's so proud, and the city is so proud of him, and his Cub Scout group is so proud of him and all this. And the little boy goes, well, I just wanted to talk about, the injustice that are done to some people or whatever. He's just mimicking what he's heard. See, that's our problem. We have too many people mimicking, too many of these kids mimicking what they've heard, but they really don't understand it. And all I'm saying is this part of the battle we're losing, and we have to understand that we can't allow that to continue. We've got to fight back. But we are winning. and we're winning in so many ways. I want to talk again about the State of the Union numbers. I want to talk about some things that aren't successful for the left that they knew in their hearts would work, and they aren't working. And all of these things that we talk about today, I want you to understand, are a reflection on you. They're a reflection on your values. And here's the thing. It's not about us saying, you're wrong, you're wrong. When I was, in relationships, I was always concerned about who's right and who's wrong. In a relationship, that's not important. What's important is that the lesson gets learned, right? I'm just being honest. I think a lot of people feel this way. You keep score. This is not an us versus them. This isn't a game, a competition where we say we got to win, they got a loss. A loss is a loss for everybody. It's a loss of truth. It's a loss of freedom. Those are big losses. I want you to think about the world that we're currently leaving behind if we don't destroy wrong, evil. Right now, the face of evil is leftism. It defines it. It personifies it in every way. The witch hunt of Donald Trump. There is no universe in which the left would allow the pursuit of Barack Obama that they've actually invoked in pursuing Trump. There's no universe where that happens. There's not a, you could have a million worlds with these leftists in it. They would not allow it. If we were doing a witch hunt on Barack Obama to the degree that they're doing on Donald Trump, the level of indignation doesn't even, there's no bounds to it. But they do it all day, happily so. And they take pride in it. I'm going to dissect Howard Schultz in the second hour. It's a very important issue as to why Howard Schultz has defected the left. And all of the things that Donald Trump pointed to in the State of the Union, and I bet you Schultz paid very close attention, are things that he espouses to for the most part. There are going to be some social issues where they differ, but for the most part, they're very much in sync. But Howard Schultz isn't going to steal any votes away from Donald Trump. As much as he's now agreeing with him, he's going to take the spotlight away from the Democrats. And this is what they're afraid of. In every one of these circumstances, I want you to understand, it's just irrational fear. I mean, the fear is real because they're going to lose their power. But it's irrational for them to think the way they think. It's irrational for them to do the things that they do. But it doesn't stop them. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Glad you guys are here. Donald Trump is going to win in the end. And Adam Schiff and others are going to fight.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's going to be a great year for conservatism, 2019. Glad you guys are part of it. Glad we're still kicking. Glad we're around to watch it happen. This is amazing. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Donald Trump gets his man. You know, they were saying he always gets his man, like some G-man or whatever. Donald Trump always gets his man. And that's why this is going to be an amazing year for us. It's already happened. I know it's not happening the way we all want it or at the speed that we want it, but I'll give you an example. Donald Trump talked about immigration. At the very beginning, that was his battle cry. We got to stop the border, blah, blah, blah. He just gave a State of the Union address, and he said with his own lips, we're building that wall. You can take it to the bank. I don't know what's going to happen on February 15th. Who knows? I don't know what orchestrations are happening behind the scenes politically, but here's what I'll tell you. If you ask me, Kevin, what are the Vegas odds of this wall being built? I would give it 99% that it's going to be built and 1% that it won't. That's pretty overwhelming Vegas odds. That's what I feel anyway. 844-551-8255. Maybe you feel differently. Donald Trump always gets his man. Illegal immigration. first thing that he said. He talked about trade. He talked about our trade policies. What did he do? He renegotiated NAFTA, brought in a coalition of the Canadians and the Mexicans, and we have a new trade agreement that replaces NAFTA. He talked about China and the disruption in trade. Who do you think is winning? Blinking. He said it in the State of the Union. I put $250 billion in tariffs on them. What do you think they're going to do? He didn't have to finish that sentence. He was complimentary to Xi. He goes, I don't blame him. I'm not mad at him. That's what he was saying to them. If he was smart enough to take advantage of us all that time, good for him. And you know what that did? That saved face for Xi. So now Donald Trump says, but those days are over. Now it's going to become fair again. And China's saying, you know what? We'll even it back. You want to know why they can say that? Because they're still way ahead. They've been doing $200-300 billion on us for the better part of a decade. They're like, okay, we'll even it out. You think we're going to get that $200-300 billion of trade deficit for a decade? That's $2-3 trillion that we put into their economy that we will never get back. That's why he's like, yeah, let's go back to even. Okay. But you know what? That's still a win. For Donald Trump, he's not trying to legislate or reconstitute the past. It's over. But the future is not going to be the same. And that's true of the G8. All of them now recognize it, and they've had to capitulate. Trump gets his man. What did he say about NATO? He says, NATO, you're going to pay your bills. The figure we got is the $100 million has now been deposited into the NATO coffers. Now they can fight their own battles. We don't have to always buck up. And he's telling them, you're going to do the same with troops, etc. What did he do to the UN? He says, I'm not giving you any more. We're going to cut your numbers back as to what our people contribute because you don't care what we think anyway. And if I have to scale it back further, I'll do it. Then he cut money that was going to Pakistan and all these other countries that can, you know, bring terror into the world or allow it to occur. Then he jumped on Iran. They're in triage right now. He's embraced North Korea. And where's Russia? Where's all this talk of Russia? All the things. Donald Trump has been tougher on Russia than Barack Obama could be in 50 lifetimes. And the left don't want you to understand it. But let me tell you something, folks. You are winning because Trump always gets his man. Trump targets things that matter. They don't seem like they matter to the left, but they do matter. They may not even matter to you. Oh, this Twitter thing. There are many people who didn't like Trump tweeting. Now they go, ooh, I'm glad he tweets. It's his only way to get the truth out. Donald Trump's tweets reach more people than Fox News. It's fact. And all those news outlets combined. The New York Times was bleeding red ink until they started reporting on Trump. And if they have nothing to say about Trump, they don't sell online, offline, nothing. They sell nothing. Most of the news outlets are completely dependent upon this man. Look at the amount of time Barack Obama got. Even with their adoring fawning over him, Donald Trump dominates the amount of time spent in media. You could say, well, Kevin, it's negative. No, it isn't. It may be negative, but then Trump tweets, and suddenly his tweet is out there, you know, essentially negating whatever they say. He targeted the NFL kneelers. And despite what the media portrays, Trump won big on this issue. They claim that the issue divided America, but what it did is it caused Americans to think. They had to make a decision. Are you going to be part of a color, religion, or some, you know, ideology, or are you going to be for your country? And what do Democrats say? We're for the country, man. It's about commune. Well, you get your chance. Are you going to be for the country? And now we've got Adam Schiff, a political hack, who's going after the president, and Donald Trump is fired back. Yeah, one day after Donald Trump went to the State of the Union and talked about the politics of revenge and partisan investigations, Adam Schiff, who heads the Democrat House Intelligence Committee, says he's going to have a wide-ranging probe into the president's foreign business dealings and Russian election meddling. As if we haven't already been talking about this. He's regurgitating. If you think this is going to work, I got a mountain to sell you in New Orleans. Trump calls Schiff a political hack. This is the strongest language that's been delivered against Schiff since Trump and him have been into this thing. And what it tells me, people, is Donald Trump is going to get Schiff. They said they're going to hand over interview transcripts to special counsel Robert Mueller that were generated by the panel's previous Russia investigation. As if Mueller needs anything else. Let me tell you where Mueller ends up. You've heard it before. If you've listened to the Kevin Jackson Show, which is what you're listening to right now, KJRadio.com, Mueller's investigation goes nowhere. He's not going to get Roger Stone. If you call getting Manafort what he did, getting Manafort, great. How does it relate to Trump? None. He got Papadopoulos. What's that got to do with Trump? Nothing. Papadopoulos didn't even get a slap on the wrist. He got Michael Flynn. They can't even finish that case because of Michael Flynn. They got Michael Cohen. What's that doing? They're delaying their conversations with him, the testimony for him, because they know they have mud on their faces. They've got everybody close to Donald Trump, and they can't get anything on him. And it's for a very simple reason. There is nothing to get, and they no longer control the deep state. Now, Republicans, this transcript they want, had previously voted to release these transcripts publicly, but they got held up by the intelligence community because they were talking about they didn't want any sensitive materials disclosed. Let me tell you something about this investigation. There's nothing sensitive about it. The Russians spent $100,000 on Facebook. All this that we're talking about is drummed up by a fake dossier, but the left wants you to believe that there's something sinister out there. The only thing sinister in all of this are these leftists. Schiff said the investigation will include the scope and scale of Russian intervention in 2016. Well, let me tell you what that is. It doesn't amount to a tick on an elephant. And Schiff knows it, the Democrats know it, and it will be exposed this year. Mark my words, we get redemption.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says he has not discussed the ongoing Russia investigation with President Trump.
As I've said earlier today in my opening remarks, I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States. But to answer your question, I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says this whole hearing seems to be a bit of a sideshow.
When we look forward into this hearing today, we're going to have plenty of theatrics. Bring your popcorn. I'm thinking about maybe we just set up a popcorn machine in the back, because that's what this is becoming.
Democrats in Virginia are calling for an investigation into sexual assault claims against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. He's accused of forcing himself on a woman back in 2004. And federal health officials say there's no sign of the flu season letting up. The CDC is reporting a rise in flu cases in the recent weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump doesn't trust his intel. I wonder why. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Donald Trump would be crazy to trust the current intel people. Donald Trump would be crazy to trust the people that he has around him, for the most part. Anybody that is not part of his core group of friends, family, associates, he would be crazy to trust them. And I think Donald Trump keeps most people around him that you see in order to understand the liars from the truth tellers. That's what I believe. 844-551-8255. Most of these people, most of the people in the administration are Obama holdovers. I'm talking about in government. They are Obama holdovers, part of the unelected bureaucratic cabal who actually run the country. That's who they are. And if anybody learned the hard way about trusting government holdovers, it's Donald J. Trump. I gave you guys a phone, right?
Yeah, I did.
844-551-8255. There, I did it again. Hope to hear from you. Trump dealt with the previous administration folks that spied on him using the very same intel apparatus that Democrats want the president to trust. They want us to, Donald Trump doesn't trust his intel agency. Yeah. Would you? The NSA spied on this man. Yeah. And they used bogus information that was fed to the FBI by the Clinton campaign in order to spy on Donald Trump. And the FBI, that very same FBI, used that bogus information, gave it to media so it could be legitimized, then planted spies inside of the Trump campaign under the ruse that they were protecting him from the Russians. I mean, you couldn't, if you made up the wackiest spy thriller and all this in the country, I mean, in your wildest imagination, you wouldn't even, there's no mystery writer who would write this because it has so many holes in it. People would be going, come on, Clancy. Come on, James Patterson. Seriously? You got too many gaps in your story, bro. The former Director of National Intelligence and the former head of the CIA both lied to Congress. So what makes you think Donald Trump should believe him? Remember all the intel that George Bush got when he was going to go bomb Iraq or to get free Iraq or whatever, weapons of mass destruction? Then his intel agency comes back and goes,
well, we're sorry, but there were no weapons of mass destruction.
They told him there were. Then everybody denied it. So they, why? Could make George Bush look like a moron. And it was successful.
The good news for them was George Bush was a moron. So both of these men, Obama's director of national security and the former head of the CIA, continue to bash the sitting president, lying in the camera, lying in social media every single day about what they know because they're complicit in the attempted coup of Donald Trump. That's how it works. But the Democrats say, Donald Trump needs to trust his intel department. No, he doesn't. Donald Trump needs to use his intel department the same way people use any other source of information. He needs to be skeptical. He needs to wonder, what is the political ploy? And then he needs to only work with his trusted advisors as his network grows. See, Song Tzu is who Donald Trump's probably following. He's learning the enemy. He's studying the enemy. He's keeping the enemy close. Because if he does that, if he watches him long enough, it's like watching fight film. You know, right before he gets ready to punch, he has a flick. He flicks his fingers curl or something like that. You're looking for any tell. Anyway, the Democrats now, you've heard me talk about this. You know this. They've got their best fixer, but Mueller's role is not to fix in the sense of let's keep getting Trump. His fixer role now is the cover up. Yeah. And this is why Chuck Schumer and team don't understand why Donald Trump doesn't trust his intel. Anyway, this was reported in a source. They said, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat in New York, urged U.S. intelligence community officials to stage an intervention with President Donald Trump and educate him about the facts about their latest national security assessments. They want an intervention of a guy who's looked at the nation's intelligence apparatus work against him, and they're saying you need to have an intervention to show him the error of his ways and allow this coup to occur. Here's what Schumer tweeted. It's past time for U.S. intelligence community leaders to stage an intervention with real Donald Trump. It's almost like they're saying you need to kidnap the president, beat him into submission. And he wrote this letter to Dan Coats, who's the Director of National Intelligence. And he wrote this: President Trump's criticisms of the testimony you and other intelligence leaders provided to Congress was extraordinarily inappropriate and will undermine public confidence in U.S. government efforts to protect our national security and preserve U.S. What's funny is that everything Trump does is to protect national security, including the border wall and a host of other things, particularly cyber crimes. And here's what Chuck Schumer is saying to the Director of National Security. And he goes on to say this: I applaud you and your colleagues in the intelligence community for being clear-eyed about the threats we face, probably talking about climate change. But you cannot allow the president's ill-advised and unwarranted comments to stand. So the president of the United States is put in the position, the number one position of authority. And we have to evaluate, do we think this guy knows what he's doing or not? What's the direction he's headed? Are we safe or not safe? Or is our economy growing or not growing? Is our foreign policy working or not working? And they want an intervention for Trump? How about you do an intervention for Barack Obama? That guy, I mean, what do you not look at? Look, I wish there was a way you could do this, but take away the $8 trillion plus that this man printed up to preserve his presidency, and I'm telling you, you would have had devastation and doom. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, that you're arguing that he did the right thing. No, I'm not. I'm not at all. What I'm telling you is, if Barack Obama had let his policies play out without printing fake phony money, then he would have been a one-term president, the nation would have survived him, and then we would have gotten somebody else. Now, sadly, that somebody else would have been Mitt Romney, and we don't need Mitt Romney. But at the end of the day, that's the way it's supposed to play out. It's like giving $50 billion to GM. What are you talking about? Let GM go.
We can't let GM go under it.
Yeah, you can. We got other automobile manufacturers or whatever else. We don't need to prop GM up. Was it a good move? My answer is no. Something better would have replaced it. That's how the law of the jungle works. If you can't survive, something that will survive will take that place.
So don't try to, they try to sugarcoat it. Like,
oh, he didn't make these moves.
No, he didn't. He made cover your butt moves for the Democrats. And we pretend that it's all working. It's not working. Anyway, it's no surprise that Schumer would offer praise on a group of people who tried to do the coup of the president. Now, I'm not saying Dan Coats did, but other people did, and they still exist. The minions that made the coup, that tried to make the coup happen, they're still thick as thieves inside all these intel agencies. Anyway, President Trump lashed out at him after what they told Congress. They said, North Korea is unlikely to dismantle its nuclear arsenal, and the Iran nuclear deal is working. Now, how do these people know what North Korea is going to do now that America has an actual leader? They said, they're unlikely to dismantle their nuclear program. Okay, that's what they've done in every previous administration until Donald Trump got into the mix. And then the Iran nuclear deal was a disaster. So if I were Donald Trump, I'd be looking at who I appointed and why they said that, because that's the thing that we should be looking at. Look, President Trump negotiated better with North Korea in 2 years than Obama accomplished in his entire presidency. And if Trump's outcomes in trade deals, as an example, prove anything, it certainly proves he can handle North Korea. And anybody who believes that Iran is going to follow the rules to an agreement brokered by Obama is crazy. What's working in Iran is Trump's policy. And Trump's intel, as far as I'm concerned, is like CNN. It is fake news. Democrats know this. So does President Trump. Dan Coats, solid guy. I looked him up. Now that he's officially no longer part of the Republican establishment, he can act in the interest of the nation. Now, that said, Coates still deals with the left, the leftists, their apparatus left behind by Trump, by Obama. And these people may not be part of the intel, but they do highlight other problems that Trump faces. And I'll give you an example. The Civil Rights Division, They've confirmed a new person, a new attorney general is yet to be installed. 13 months in the administration. Now, they wield enormous power over housing, banking, voting, police, education, immigration, education, lending, prisons, and a whole lot more. And during the Obama years, they lurched left. These are some of the leftovers that Trump
has
to deal with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As you guys know, occasionally I get asked to do interviews, quite often actually. And here's one that I did on John Gibson. And I want to capture it before the information is too stale. But I want you to understand that the same things we talk about here are the things that I get asked at other places. John's a great interviewer. I hope you enjoyed. We'll be back in just a bit at the top of the next hour.
John Gibson, we're back. Joining me now, the always fun Kevin Jackson, who is the proprietor of the BlackSphere.net, author of the book Race Pimping, and the producer of the film Bleeding Blue. He has his own national radio show here on the Genesis Communications Network. I want to play for you a little bit of the candidate for president, Kevin, known as Kamala Harris.
We have a situation in our country right now where just recently this administration passed a tax bill that benefits big corporations in the top 1% to the exclusion of supporting working families. And that is unconscionable. We have babies in America today that are on the verge of starving.
Well, I mean, if that's true, I guess it's sad, but I don't know. I really haven't heard that before.
People in America don't know where to get food or welfare. I mean, look, Kamala Harris has no chance of being president. I think they are putting her out there because they need a sacrificial lamb, and you know what? She'll do. But everything.
Well, how does that work? I mean, they love her because she's female, she's fairly young when you're talking about presidential candidates, and she's biracial with no white. So why do you think they're not in love with her?
They can look, you can love the concept of her. They love the concept of Barack Obama, John, but at the cocktail parties behind the scenes, they're horrified at what his presidency left, the remnants of it, the legacy, if you will. They're horrified at the actual results as it pertains to the Democratic Party. They lost more ground under Barack Obama than they would have ever lost on any other white candidate. You can't name me a candidate in history where you had the carnage in two midterm elections and you ushered in the Antichrist, as far as the left is concerned, a guy by the name of Donald Trump. But you, if you want to try to convince this black man that they love him, that's fine. But we got Donald Trump because of Barack Obama. That's how much love, if you really want to break it down.
Well, you know, she got 20,000 people to come out in Oakland for her announcement.
Yeah. Okay, so 20,000 black churches, you know, the population of black churches, whatever else. Let me ask your audience this. This is a better litmus test. And I don't have the answer, but I'll just pose it for as a thought exercise. How many people does Kamala Harris get to come out and see her in Iowa? How many people does Kamala Harris get her to come out to see her in Tennessee or Florida or Texas? She won't fill a phone booth.
She's counting. Actually, what her strategy is to do really well in South Carolina, where there are a lot of black voters.
Good luck. Let me tell you, black people are worn out with this racial stuff. I'm not telling you that you're going to see some mass exodus, but they're worn out. What they do like, and even Van Jones admitted this, they like the fact that Donald Trump addressed community, the police reform, criminal justice reform. They like the fact that Donald Trump released that black lady out of prison who had that prison sentence, and Kim Kardashian did that. They like that Donald Trump made this black woman the first Marine Corps general, that he got those black kids back from China. And all they need is a memory jolt, and they need for people like us to go into communities and remind them that while Barack Obama was not getting black folks jobs, while we had record unemployment, Donald Trump has got us employed, migratable to other jobs, making more money than ever, feeling better about ourselves than at any time in history. And these calls of racism are only going to backfire even more over the next 2 years. But we're the ones that have to sound that warning bell.
So your opinion is that Kamala Harris won't be the Democratic nominee, that
no way.
Joe Biden or somebody else is going to step in and snag it from her.
Oh, yeah, it won't be Kamala Harris. I don't know who it'll be. It'll probably be some old white dude, because you know how those Democrats are, John. They love the old white man. But it ain't going to be Kamala Harris, because they've tried to fast-track her the same way they tried to fast-track Kirsten Gillibrand, the same way they tried to fast-track Elizabeth Warren. And it's all backfired. This is a woman that actually is proud of her record as an attorney general of California, where she threatened to put parents in prison because of truancy of children. Now, she laughs about it and smiles about it and says, I had to wake people up. And you know what the issue, she said? I had to use my power in order to make people fearful. When the word gets out about what Democrats do, like Ocasio-Cortez threatening Donald Trump Jr. when she got her power, they're going to understand what we're talking about, and she will not be their nominee, guarantee you.
Let's turn to another subject. All the papers are aflame this morning with the story of an actor named Jussie, J-U-S-S-I-E, Smollett, who is in a series called Empire that involves, you know, black people running a big record company. And he was supposedly attacked in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning by a couple of men wearing ski masks and yelling, this is MAGA country, and they beat him up and then put a noose around his neck. What do you think's going on here? I mean, first of all, is it wrong of me to suspect that this may turn out to be something other than the way it's reported today?
John, all that's missing is a choir behind him singing old Negro spirituals. Come on, man. You know this is the biggest farce. This dude is looking to get a job. This is, I don't know, did he get fired off of Empire? John, this, pull my finger. This does not pass anybody's smell test.
Well, you think he's actually fake? Because apparently got bleach thrown in his face. He got beat up. You don't think he's faking it, dude?
No. I think two brothers beat him up, and he decided he was going to try to milk it for some social justice nonsense. I can see football players kneeling with their fist up, no justice, no peace, and Sharpton and everybody else, and we can have shades of Michael Brown. But you're not fooling this black man right here and telling me that two white guys wearing masks took the time in that area of Chicago, it must have been the only time in the history of Chicago that there weren't more people around in that area. It's an fairly upscale area. But here's what the problem is. The two white dudes who supposedly did this recognized him from Empire. And I think they used a gay slur, if I'm not mistaken. So not only did they have to watch a black show about a hip-hop mogul running a record company and recognize Jussie Smollett as a gay guy in the show, because I don't remember exactly what they said, but it had a gay slur in it. So they have to recognize that. They have to recognize that this is the guy character, because they called him out by, you're the dude, whatever, they think they use the N-word, you're the dude that plays that F-word in Empire. Said no two white guys ever. And then, of course, it couldn't go without, you know, this is for MAGA or whatever at the end, that comment. This is the most ridiculous story. This is Michael Brown Jr. came up and the cop put his finger, you know, put his hand around a 6'4", 300-pound black guy's throat while he's in the car. This is more ridiculous than that. And the fact that anybody is bringing this story up tells you the state of the media in America. These people will print anything and try to get sensationalized stories.
Do you think that the police in Chicago would reveal that it was, you know, something other than what he reported if they actually discovered it? Or are they just going to go along with the story and let it die?
The story will die on the vine, man. Nobody's going to know what happened with this. See, there are stories in Hollywood that are meant to last a week or 2 or 3 days just to get that person what they're looking for. So I don't know what he's after. I don't know this guy from Adam. But I do know I'm a pretty astute guy in figuring out the people, just BS from normal stuff. This is BS. Now, what's he getting? Is he going for another role? Is he trying to get some award? Is he trying to become the Kaepernick of Hollywood? I don't know. But I can tell you this with 99.9999% certainty, what he described that happened did not happen. Not by two white guys, and in the way that he described it, where it was, we recognize you from Empire, you play the gay guy, and then MAGA this. That did not happen. I'll leave 0.00001% as a chance that it happened, which is none.
Kevin Jackson, author and national radio host, has got a show here on GCN. And you should listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, founder of theblacksphere.net, author of Race Jumping, and producer of the film Bleeding Blue. Kevin, thanks a lot. I appreciate
your
time today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.